This week marks a year since the car fire made life miserable in Reading and the surrounding area. The fire started last July 22nd when a flat tire on a vehicle put a wheel rim on the pavement, sparking the fire. July 23rd, I mean. Eight people died, and the fire burned down more than 1,000 homes in Shasta County. The scars remain, and we'll take several interviews this week with people who witnessed the fire and or have a hand in moving the Reading area forward into the future, the post-car fire future. Right now, we'll focus on long-term recovery. Our guests are representatives of two of the many entities that make up NorCal CRT, the Community Recovery Team, the Long-Term Fire Recovery Group. Carrie Carancy is with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Carrie, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
And we also have back with us at the same time Captain Tim Danielson from the Salvation Army. They were on together last year on the day after Christmas, in fact, talking about long-term recovery. So welcome back, Captain Danielson.
Good morning.
So, Carrie, if you could kind of set the scene for us and tell us about what the months have been like since we last talked to you about 7 months ago in trying to push Reading into a post-car fire future.
Oh, gosh, there's been a lot that's been going on, and it seems like just yesterday, and yet it's been a whole year almost since the start of the fire. And with the NorCal Long-Term Recovery Group, the NorCal CRT, we are ready to break ground on our first rebuild this Friday.
Wow, rebuild of what?
We are going to rebuild a home for an individual who is underinsured, a survivor, who is unable to pay for their entire rebuild. And so the NorCal CRT is coming together to help her become whole again.
I want to be clear that there has been other rebuilding, but you're talking about the first one for the people who are underinsured or uninsured, right?
That is correct.
Okay. And there, you mentioned when we talked to you after Christmas last year, 300 or so people, un- or underinsured, that you were trying to help. Have all of those people been contacted by now?
You know, the case management team, which is run by Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, has been doing an excellent job reaching out to those survivors that fall within that category. They're working as hard as they can. I'm not sure if they've reached all of those 300, but I know it's pretty darn close.
Okay, so they've all right, so they've definitely been seeking out people who need services. Are there some serious obstacles in just trying to find people? I mean, if they're not there, their homes aren't there, you have no records for where they've gone, that sort of thing.
You know, that's a good question. I think for the most part, the group is able to connect with most of the homeowners and individuals from their properties. But sometimes people just aren't ready yet to talk, and so it's getting the individuals and the survivors to that place in their recovery process where they're seeking assistance. So we've still seen people coming to the case management, but it's on their terms, which is fantastic.
All right, so when they're ready, you're ready to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carrie, tell us about the things that had to happen to get you into position to talk about that the first rebuild for the people helped by NorCal CRT this Friday. I mean, what sorts of pots of money and agencies had to get involved to make that happen?
A lot of different pots, a lot of different hands, but we live in an amazing community full of wonderful people with great hearts who just want to do the right thing and help our neighbors. So that's been fantastic, and the majority of it has been spearheaded by Don Ajamian of Don Ajamian Construction, who worked with different groups, both with the county individuals and others, to create floor plans that will work for these survivors that we can just fast-track through the building process here shortly, and also working with the local general laborers, contractors, to commit in-kind donations for this rebuild.
And let's talk to you, Captain Tim Danielson, about the things you have witnessed over the last 7 months since we last talked to you about how the area has been proceeding into the future.
Yeah, likewise, I'd have to share the same sentiment that Carrie did about the local area. It's just absolutely amazing, everybody stepping up. I was trying to think of all the different places, and there's so many to list, but I mean, just Shasta Regional Community Foundation and Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, United Way, Bethel Global Response, Red Cross, First Church of the Nazarene with Stephen Campbell, Don Jamie Construction, First Five Shasta, Shasta College, and so many more. City of Reading, County of Shasta. It's been so phenomenal to watch all the people help us out, helping this community, number one, keep hope up in that area, but get ready to rebuild, getting properties ready, whether that's power poles or septic systems, or water systems for the people that are currently up there in their trailers waiting to get their home rebuilt or brought in. And everybody's working together in such a phenomenal way. It's been a really great experience watching everybody play well together and to move forward as one. And the people of the community who've lost what they've lost have been a phenomenal group of people to the rest of us also, knowing all the things that they've lost, but at the same time keeping their spirits up and their hope up. And we're just really blessed to be up in this area.
Tim, would you say that there were times in the past when a lot of the groups you're talking about didn't necessarily work that well together, and they've found a greater purpose in having something to work together on?
I think it. You always run the risk with any time that you're working together with people maybe siloing off and stuff like that in different areas, depending on people's what they're looking to get accomplished as agencies. And I have never seen a community come together and people kind of drop their banner in essence and come together as one to make sure that the folks that have lost everything up there get helped and are served first and get back on their feet and have the hope for a better future.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to Captain Tim Danielson of the Salvation Army in Shasta County, Kerry Karansis with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Both of their organizations are members of the NorCal CRT Community Recovery Team, which is part of the Long-Term Fire Recovery Group, trying to get Redding and environs back in shape after the car fire from this time last year. You can join the conversation on the Exchange. Many questions you may have, many stories you may want to share about things you experienced in the aftermath of the car fire. We would like to hear from you on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Kerry, I was reviewing our December interview yesterday and reminded that there was a VOAD already in place, I guess, at the time the fire hit. Voluntary organizations active in disaster?
That is correct, and they are still active today, ready to hit the ground should anything else happen, but we're hoping they stay pretty quiet here.
Yes, we all hope that. But basically, did the long-term recovery group pretty much spring out of the voluntary organizations active in disaster?
That is correct, yes. Many of the same organizations involved in VOAD are also part of the NorCal CRT, and then there's been some others as well as we've continued along the recovery process.
We talked about the mission statement of NorCal CRT to provide recovery services to individuals and families, and then the timeline was pretty much open-ended. It was hard to say how long you would need the long-term recovery group to stay active, but you know, now that you're a year after the event and several months since the last time we talked, can you give us a status report?
You know, rebuilding takes time, of course, and everyone else is trying to rebuild as well, and there's only so many workers or materials available, but we're still looking at probably 3 to 5 years in terms of full recovery.
All right. And we talked about this in comparison to the Bowles fire in Weed. This was a much bigger fire that destroyed many more homes and therefore would likely take a lot more time. What would you say, Kerry, have been some of the surprises? I mean, these are all organizations that have had some battle scars along the way, but have there still been some surprises in dealing with something of the magnitude of the car fire?
You know, I would say none of it's really surprising because we live in such a wonderful community and everyone comes together every single time. But it's just so heartwarming to see how well everyone is still working together after a year and how our goal, our end goal for recovery for these survivors is still at the forefront of everyone's minds and the purpose that drives us forward to achieve great things and to be able to be in the position of having our first rebuild this coming Friday. It's just fantastic to see that momentum continuing.
Have there been any particular bumps along the way, things that that interrupted the process, delayed it a little bit, made you go, wait a minute, we're not sure where that is coming from, whatever that need may be?
Oh, sure, of course. With any event or situation, there's going to be bumps along the way, but we're figuring it out together, and we're doing what's right for our community, not necessarily what works in one community is going to work here. So we're learning what works best for us and just keeping that end goal in mind of the survivors and what they need.
And have more people come out of the woodwork than you expected. You had said something like, 300 to 350 people you thought were either un- or underinsured?
That is correct. Those numbers are still looking to be about the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no more people have come out to ask for services that you didn't think you were going to get.
Correct.
All right. Tim Danielson, you were talking about the ways in which all the agencies have really worked together and broken down their silos. How much is the operation able to look at a comprehensive future of Reading? I mean, versus let's get people back in their houses. I mean, when you have city planners and all that sort of stuff involved, there's an opportunity, I suppose, to think that you could envision things a little differently. Has any of that happened in terms of looking at the Reading of the future?
But I think just in the homes themselves, the whole area that we're looking at for the underinsured and uninsured, the homes that are going to be built there are going to be new. So it's going to be a whole different world up in that area. The insurances are going to be different. Taxes are going to be different. And we're looking at that, too, amongst all the agencies, trying to figure out how that area is going to be sustainable. Because we want people to stay here in the county of Shasta, in the area of Reading. And so for us, looking at all those different things, trying to understand what the area is going to look like if we don't get those things done in an appropriate manner, to make sure that we don't add to an already increasing homelessness situation. And so there's a lot of positives in essence around the table, because you have all the different agencies that deal in social services already that are sitting there and coming up with solutions to the issues before they become problems.
You raise an interesting point, though, that if you're concerned about things like insurance and taxes being different post-fire, and there were people, obviously, you're dealing with here who were un- or underinsured pre-fire. I mean, what kinds of steps do you take to make sure that people will not get in the same situation again?
Yeah, the disaster case management is actually sitting down with the folks as they go through the client-driven process of case management for disaster, and is walking through those issues individually. To say, you know, this is what your new home is going to cost for you to pay in taxes or for you to pay in insurance. And if that's too big of a burden, then they're also addressing it with us as the CRT so that we can step in, and some of the agencies sitting at the table can try to help mitigate that up front and set them on a path of success instead of saying, here's a new home, and then having people end up failing. So it's a real positive having everybody sitting around at the table and dealing with those issues, because those are real issues. And we know the state's trying to tackle those, too, because they see them on a wider spectrum with all the fires.
We're talking about car fire recovery 1 year after the car fire with Captain Tim Danielson from the Salvation Army and Kerry Carancy with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Both of their organizations are members of the NorCal CRT Community Recovery Team. Questions, comments from you, welcome on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Kerry, is there a buyout provision if somebody has lost a home in a particularly fire vulnerable area and don't particularly want to get back into that area? Is there a chance for people to get out and move someplace else through this process?
You know, it's certainly up to the survivor if that's the choice they make. I don't necessarily think that there'll be a buyout situation. We haven't encountered that so far. But like Tim said, with the case management process, it's completely client-driven, so they need to choose what's best and right for them and their family and their situation.
Is there a budget, I assume, for the NorCal CRT, or is there?
You know, not particularly a budget, but we know that full recovery will take upwards of $15 million for those 300 households. So we are actively seeking additional dollars throughout our community and outside to make sure that we can assist as many people as possible.
All right. The organizations that we mentioned, there's a very long list. If people go to the NorCal CRT website, in fact, I can just kind of add to what Tim Danielson was talking about. We have Disability Action Center, Eagle's Nest, Empire Recovery Center, First Christian Church, Shasta College, Shasta County HHSA, Sierra Community Services. It goes on and on and on. And so does the money come from the representatives in the NorCal CRT or from donations or a combination thereof, Kerry?
You know, it's a combination of all of those things. The Community Foundation has raised dollars, United Way, and then we have the larger organizations of Salvation Army, AmCorps, which is United Methodist, and Red Cross, et cetera, with those dollars from the outside agencies coming together to help fill the needs of gap funding for the survivors in case management.
Have there been bits of legislation that passed, either federal or state, that that made changes in the process along the way, that made new emergency dollars available or anything like that?
There have been, to be honest. I'm not fully vetted or in the know with those, but I know that there have been, unless Tim has something to add to that.
And do you,
Tim? I think one of the positive things is we're seeing the state loosen some of the rebuild situation, which is positive. That's not necessarily dollars in our pocket, but it is at the same time, because when they look at certain issues like solar being mandatory and then they decide for fire rebuild that that may not be necessary, that saves us a good $10,000, $15,000 a home. So there are positive things like that that are happening at state level. From what I understand, there's even more coming.
And Tim Danielson, for the Salvation Army specifically, are there some things that that you people learned in the process of helping people through and in the aftermath of the car fire that are gonna be useful in the future? Things that you realized you could set up differently or approach differently in the future?
Yeah, I think what Kerry said is the reality, which is every community has a different situation. It's a different population. In every community that loses their homes, they have different capabilities, different struggles. And sometimes we like to try to go from situation to situation and make it cookie cutter. But I think we need to look at things in a manner where we take the situation at hand. Yes, we can use the framework from BOAD for the LTRG, the long-term recovery group. But we need to pay attention to what the individual needs are for the community in which it has the disaster. And that allows us to operate quicker and get things done, maybe a little differently, but get them done in a more timely way.
And is there any looking ahead to look where some of the problem areas potentially could be in future fire outbreaks, you know, places where you might consider putting the onus on some of the governmental agencies involved to try to make things a little different in areas that might be more fire prone, as you can look at the map now?
Well, and we're seeing that as we speak, CAL FIRE and the state and our local government are actually working on mitigation to try to make sure that we don't have the same problem at different areas within our county and even outside of our county, which is a positive because that means that the government is seeing that this is a potential problem more than just a couple of areas where we've seen it up here in Northern California, and they're trying to make sure that it doesn't happen again in the way it just happened.
Okay, so potentially 3 to 5 years ahead of us here with the NorCal Community Recovery Team, which is the long-term recovery group set up to address the needs of the community after the car fire. Kerry Carancy is with the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, Captain Tim Danielson with the Salvation Army. A pleasure to talk to you both once again, and congratulations on getting ground broken for the first rebuild this Friday.
Thank you so much.
All right, good to have you here.